In the middle of the parasha, there's another parasha. Betzem has a din of another sefer. Vayibin Sarin. So Vayibin Sarin. Vayim Moshe Kum Hashem Futzei Vechus Anechem Benecho. Uvenucha Yem Shuv Hashem Rivas Alfi Yisrael. So in the middle of the in halacha, according to one Yom, it has a din of another sefer. You have the Vayibin Sarin and Vayinucha put in. And it's moved out from the rest of the parasha with upside down nuns. To try to understand what's the parasha. The Gemara and Rashi says on this parasha, Rashi says that aselo simonim b'lefonav u'me'achrov. You need simonim to divide it. Lo yimash ein ze mikoymei. That this is not the right place. V'lamanichtav Rashi says why. The musik, this is a parasha in the Torah that ain't ze mekoymoi. It's a parasha out of its place, and adrab, because it's a parasha out of its place, it has a special yichud. It has a chshivus that the halacha of what constitutes a minimal parasha is this parasha. As peheyosius, Gillian, the halacha of what is the minimum that has a Shem parasha is these two psukim. So first of all, why is it that it gets something that's any b'mekayim, it gets a din of a parasha, it gets a din of a sefer? Well, what's the mitzias of it? And good, I mean, the remozim of the nunim are a little bit beyond us, but because it's a person who wants to have some sort of feel, what's the mitzias over here? What's the nun that's mavdalit and so on? And also manefshach, it comes out that the smallest parish is two psukim. You can't make it smaller than two psukim. It doesn't become a parish. Can't go less than two psukim. What's the Indian here? There's one other place that Hagav in Tanakh where you have upside down nuns. It's in Tilm Kuf Zayin. You have in the Perik of Hoidor, you have Yerde Ayam. In the middle of the perek, it's interesting. The middle of the perek, the perek deals with different types of people that have to be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the perek says holchem mitbarias and people that were sick. When it gets to Yerde Yam, so all of a sudden the nunim gets stuck in, and it says Yerde Yam v'nir is oisem malocha b'mayim rabim heimaroa maaseh Hashem. And after each pasuk, there are four psukim, there are four or five psukim. Yechoygu yonu kashikor vechochoch mosam tizbala is you have after each one upside down. It's also it needs at least some hagosh of what's the Indian over here. Another Indian. The Ramban says at the beginning of the parasha, at the beginning of the Sefer Bamidbar, Ramban has a short akdama. In most form, he has a little bit of akdama. In the beginning of Bamidbar, he also has akdama, and he says that this whole Sefer deals with mitzvahs that were only noyig in the Midbar. And he says you don't find any mitzvahs here in Sefer Bamidbar that are noyig l'dayrus, except for the korbanis. There's a kasha from tzitzis, but b'chol eifin, the Ramban makes it very clear that the mohus, a sefer by midbar, is ki'ilu, a sefer that deals with a temporary tkufa in Klal Yisrael. It's modna, because within the yisoy that Torah is nitzchi, l'chura, every part of it should be nitzchi. I mean, even nevuah, that on Nevi'im, it says there was the Nevi'im Kiflaim Ketzim Mitzrayim, on by what criteria what Nevuah is written down. So it says Nitzchol L'Deiris, Lo Nitzchol L'Deiris. Tanakh and Torah itself certainly carries on itself, it carries itself a Choisemus of Nitzchias. So it's a Torah L'Tei Mukhlefes. To say that a Torah deals with Inyonim that are temporary and they stay that way, that's how it is. It's very hard to understand it that way. It's hard to the herd. Another, in the Kuri, in what we were saying before, Vayhi bin Sa'arin, so it says, Vayhi Moshe Kuma Hashem, the Uvenucha Yayim HaShuva Hashem. So there's a Kuma Hashem and there's a Shuva Hashem. The The Rashi explains kuma means to stand still, not to go weiter. The Targum is not mashat. The Targum says kuma Hashem is izgili Hashem. Hashem should be nizgala. Ama, and when they rested, tuv Hashem shrei bikorel. So the Targum is mitargum that the two separate anhogis. There's anhogah of izgili Hashem, of Hashem being nizgala, and there's anhogah of Hashem being sheyush chinosei. And those seem to be the two different inyonim. And on river tshuva Hashem, Rashi learns minoshem argoya, still, in other words, which again would not shdim if kuma Hashem would mean just to stand still. It's bal korchok that the first pasuk means that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be yoytze ki gibol mochama. So he says, first of all, tshuva Hashem, miloshem nachas, and tshuva v'nachas. And secondly, Riva is obviously says Malamit Shein Ashchina Shoyer B'Yisrael Chusim Mishnei Alofim Shoyer Vavis. That Klal Yisrael it doesn't have Ashchina Ashchina without Riva's of Yisrael. So when we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Shoyer Ashchinosa on Klal Yisrael, we're telling him to be Shoyer Ashchinosa on the Riva's of Yisrael. So you have two different Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of them is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself, Iskeli Hashem. And one of them is called being Mash Ashchinosa. It needs also, what are two different arguments? They sound the same to us. I mean, Ashuras Ashchin and Gilui Hashem is the same. Also, the Lashon and the Pasik, I mean, Riva is Alfa Yisrael, Klal Yisrael has Saibai Vahibin Saya and Sayo Benucha. Whether Klal Yisrael is moving or Klal Yisrael is standing still, the same amount of people. It's Mashma Ki'ilu Shuva Hashem, Riva is Alfa Yisrael, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mash Ashchin Asai, We need the 22,000 minimum of Klal Yisrael, which we don't have until they don't come to a rest yet. I mean, why? I mean, no one was killed in Klal Yisrael when they were going. Vayibin Sayyad, you also had Shnei Rivais Alfa Yisrael, and still there wasn't Ashur Ashkin. I mean, it's not improving any now. What changes from Vayibin Sayyad of Nucha? Okay, so let's explain it. The Metzias, there's a Metzias, the Moshel. We know Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem has an hog, it's called Ish Milchama. And there's Hashem that's Fakir, Shalom Ish Moisar Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have an hog that's called Milchama, you have an hog that's called Shalom. In the an hog that's called, for instance, let's take a person in a matzav when he's a loichem, and a person when he's a matzav of menucha. When a person is a matzav of being a loichem, so you can get a feel for the ultimate in his koiches. The stronger the oyev is, the more he's mezgaber, you have a stronger and stronger awareness of how strong the person is. Just like if a person, let's say, is attached to some sort of, he's on a treadmill or something like that, and the quicker you make the thing, the quicker he runs, you see more and more how much koyach is in him. That's one mahalach. Then you have a faketa mahalach where a person is at rest, and in such a matziv, you don't normally see the full gilui of his koyaches. That, so there is an advantage, let's call it, into the matziv of the person when he's being attacked or challenged or pushed by something outside. Me'idach gisa, when a person is fighting against something outside, so the person is not really osuk with his own milus, he's osuk with the nekuda of opposition to the other thing. Just like a country when it's at war, it doesn't have the ability to develop its own mitzvahs because it's busy, so everything goes into war effort. When a person is fighting, he's osuk with the fight. He's not osuk with himself. So when a person is in a matzav of mochama, there is less and less of his of a hashra and his koiches, and more he's contending with something coming outside. Those are two matzavim klapi, a person of mochama and of not mochama. The metzias of once the world went on to a mahalach of chet. Once the world, when Adam Arishan, the shinui between lifnei achet and lachachet, there's a million shinuyim. And in every possible way, we mention a lot in the Torah. The real shinui, the etzem shinui was that until the chet, Adam was in one place at rest. He was in Gan Eden. After the chet, vayigoresh, the person became a nov and nod by definition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a nov and nod by pushing him out of his mokum. His mokum is Gan Eden. He was pushed out of his mokum, so he's be'etzem a nov and nod. Klal Yisrael, when they received Torah on Sinai, it says, vayichan, they came to rest, and there should not have been any halicha afterwards. They should have gone straight, like Rashi says over here by us, they should have gone straight into Knan, Mokim Nachlo Menucha. Knan is called the Mokim Menucha Nachlo, and they were already in a matzah of a vayichan. When they were choyte, so that broke apart, and now they're again being noisea, vayibin seah. So from the time of Chet onwards, Torah became the mahalach Yisrael became a mahalach of a dual mahalach of a vayibin seah and of a vnucha yoyma. It's put into the Torah in such a oifen because that's the way it's supposed to be. The Torah itself should have been five svarim. Because there should not have been a parsha that's called Vayhiben Soya Unuvnucha. When one, so Torah mitzad the etzem rotzen and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted five chumashim. Klal Yisrael was choyte, so a new parsha got punched into Torah, and that parsha is a parsha Vayhiben Soya Unuvnucha. So it's shown that its mokum in Torah is like a patch. Torah mitzad the etzem kavan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have been that way. Mitzad what came out in the world, that's why it became a thing with a patch on it. The complete parsha in Torah is Vayhi ben Soya. There's one mahalach of avodah that's Vayhi ben Soya, where a person is not b'mekoymai. And he is contending with the things around him. Every matzav of nesia is be'etzem a matzav of milchama, because it's the person is intruding in some other territory and not the other way around. When a person is b'menucha or b'bitcha v'yeshev hashkit, when something sits quietly, it's at rest and it's at peace. When something is moving, it's not at rest and it's not at peace by definition. Almost, I mean, every time you move, it's a new mitzias. You're going into a new makom. You have to adjust to the new makom. Everything is a matziv of fighting something. So the minimal parashat Torah is a vayhi ben seah and a vnucha yoyma. The chiluk is like this: vayhi ben seah is iskel Hashem. When the person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Klal Yisrael in Milchama, it's always a gilui that Hashem is the one that's loichim. Atem achish tachishon, Hashem yilochim lachem. Milchama, the gilui of Klal Yisrael, when the loichim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loichim ba'adam. Because, and physically, the Klal Yisrael doesn't have a kli, that's their kli Milchama, And you megala koyches of mochama kaisol. Fakert, it's you megala Hashem ish mochama. In a time of mochama, since the person is osuk with what's bad and what's with around him, and so on, so then the person himself is also, the person himself doesn't have time that anything of himself, of his self, should become developed. So it's kol kule iskeli Hashem. It's a gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the time of Melchama, until the time of Ibn Seah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu is hidden in Klal Yisrael, he's kilu not, and in the time of Melchama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol leaps out, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's iskeli Hashem. The other type of Hanhaga, of Nucha Yoyma is faket. The Metzius of Nucha Yoyma is where a person becomes a Kli for Ashuras Ashchina, and it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts himself above Klal Yisrael and is Loichim Ba'adam. It's not Atem HaKadosh Tachrishun V'Hashem Yilochim Lachem, but faket. It's V'Shachanti B'Soicham. Klal Yisrael becomes a Kli where it's possible to have Ashuras Ashchina, where it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shoyre in them, through them. And so if you're talking about where do you have a strong Gili V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Vayibin Soyah. Where do you have a bigger Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yochel, without the Ma'is Adam all in Muhammad. But when you're talking about where does it Shtolzach Tzuta Adam, that's in Menucha. That's in the Matzav of Nuchayim. The whole parasha of Bamidbar, that's what Ramban means over here. The whole parasha of Bamidbar is a parasha, the whole sefer Bamidbar is dealing, he doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah l'shaitoi and it was nagea only then and that's it. I mean, the Rambam, even though he brings halachas that not nagea b'zman hazeh, but halachas that never will be nagea, he doesn't bring. Those bummis and so on. He brings only things that the nageya mitzvah when Mashiach comes, or there'll be nageya under unusual circumstances. A mitzvah that passed from the world, they only want to get at a certain time, or so on, the Rambam doesn't bring. The Ramban is, that's not what Ramban means in Parashat Bamidbar. What Ramban means is that there's a metzias of Aro'us. There's a metzias of Zmanius that's a mahalach of Avodah until Mashiach comes. There will be times, or many times, or all the times, that a person has a that there'll be a shorsticker type of Avodah. I mean, another makom, just to see this contrast between two types of people. I mean, the Kohen Gadol was not supposed to leave Yerushalayim. The person who was appointed to take out the Seir La'Azazel, you know, the Kohen Gadol was coolly locked into Kodesh, that was his Mokim, he was in Yerushalayim, the Metzias of the Beis HaMikdash, he was not Lo'yetzi B'Pesach HaOyel, and he was coolly dovok in the Lashem. The Metzias of La'Azazel was Fakert, the Metzias of La'Azazel was the Chelek that would go out to fight with the Ra, to be Mizdavit, however you want to call it. The person who was supposed to take him out there was called Ish Iti. He was the Skan Kohen Gadol, and it's called Ish Iti, which Rashi, the Pshutish Mikra means he was prepared. But Ish Iti means a temporary person. He was a person that's Mugbal to Zman. In the Mahalach of Aveda that deals with minute by minute and time by time, that Mahalach is shayach to Ish Iti, and that mahalach is Chumash Bamidbar. So Chumash Bamidbar deals with inyonim that are negea zman lezman, and like for specific needs at specific times. But this will be negea on and on in Klal Yisrael. Another place in the parish itself where you see this difference. There was, besides calling Klal Yisrael Beper, there was also Klal Yisrael was also taken by the Chatzaitzvus, which only Moshe Rabbeinu used. So you have two types of koilus that have two types of purposes. It says, V'toku behen, you make a tkiya, v'noy ador lecha kol ha'edal pesach ha'moed. To get everyone together, to be together, to stand in one place, a tkiya. Utkatem trua, you make a trua, v'nosa machnas ha'chayinu k'edmona, and then, if I tell the machnas, and I stay mona, another trua, one trua, the first group of machnas call, a second trua, the next group of machnas, a third trua, each time you move, every segment of Klal Yisrael, you get a trua. And then the pasuk is madgish again, just to explain something. Uvehakilas akol, when you get everyone together, tisku uvloy tariyu, you make a tkiya and not a trua. In other words, any time movement in Klal Yisrael has one type of coil to it. and it's a choppy coil. It's a coil of a tshuva. It's bits and pieces. It's the iti. It's the piecemeal. And when Klal Yisrael is going, and when Klal Yisrael is moving, so Klal, and when Klal Yisrael is gathered, it's only a tkiya. And the pasuk is matgishit. When you come to rest and stand in one place, it's a tkiya and not a tshuva. There's a gush on that. And more than that, not only is it a tshuva when they move, but every step needs its own tshuva. They don't add up. You don't do a little tshuva and everybody starts moving. The first machna that moves gets its tshuva. Stop. The second machna moves gets its tshuva, and so on. Besides the difference between the two mahalchim, as far as we said that one is a mahalch of Iskeli Hashem, and one is a mahalch of Ashri Shchintei, there's a maila and a chisorin in each. It says in the Sfarim, it's Merumis in Neisoscha says it by Richos, that the Metzias of Klal Yisrael, he explains the opposite down, the opposite nuns, he speaks about it. I think it's in Kislev de Kinyanim. He says that the tachlis of Klal Yisrael, who are they fighting over? Who are they fighting? Where are they coming to rest? So he said the Klal Yisrael's tachlis in going through the midbar was to pick up his lashes nitzaitzis, which translated down into a lashon that makes sense to us is that amongst the umis ha'olam there were also dvarim tovim that got lost. Besides, Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the prime example of Tzuras Adam. And Yitzhak refined it, Yaakov refined it, but there were bits and pieces that were left along the wayside that were buried by the Goyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything to come back. So part of Klal Yisrael's Aved is to interact with this different Inyanim and to be Meshach them. On the one hand, it means, it's like Chazal say that the reason why Klal Yisrael went to Golos is to bring Gerim. Or it says, Chochma begoyim tamin, Torah begoyim al tamin, Chochma begoyim tamin. There were nekudas of Chochma, that the way Kohelis brought it into Klal Yisrael, others, that they brought into Klal Yisrael, mikoyach the fact that Klal Yisrael travels by and interacts. So there is what to get. Every time a person fights for something, there's what to gain. Because Klal Yisrael goes through points of Midbar, and it's tearing out pieces and being mistopic to them. It's when Klal Yisrael interacts with Umas Ha'ilam. So the chelik of Umas Ha'ilam, the Mashal, Naomi went down to Moav. For her, it was a tremendous Yerida, but the Mesaviv Kol HaSibis had a reason for it. There were two things in Moav. There was Rus, Naomi also. There was something in Moav that Klal Yisrael needed. And it was Klal Yisrael needed, and that nekuda in Moav, that nitzitz, the way it's called by this farm, was something that it needed its geula to be schlepped back into Klal Yisrael. So like a magnet, Klal Yisrael passes over everything, and anything that has properties, magnetic properties, gets attracted to the magnet. So Naomi, which for her it was a step down in a big way, it was a bad move. But Lamaisa, she went down there and schlepped out of Rus into Klal Yisrael. So whenever Klal Yisrael was traveling through, Klal Yisrael was busy fighting, grappling with the Umis Olam and taking something there. But you can't in such a matziv develop it. I mean, when a person is struggling, moving, fighting, you don't bring out the best in what you have. You're able to, it's just like a personal muscle who's on the run in the war. So he can capture a lot of shalom from the enemy, but he doesn't enjoy it on the battlefield, because the battlefield you have to keep your eyes and ears open. All you can do is grab and run. Well, like a ganav, when he grabs something, the first thing, he doesn't sit down immediately and eat it. He runs off to a place that he's safe, and then he sits down and eats it. So the process of taking from the Umas Ha'olam required a dual process. It required a process of Mulchama, of Vayihi bin Saya, and there the person gains. He picks up things that he never could have picked up otherwise. But these things become meaningful only in the Vnucha Yoyma. When the person sits it down and is able to develop it, that's where the person is able to bring out the best of it. The two Mahalchim, let's take it down. Let's take it to a dag of avoda for us. A person, on the one hand, let's contrast Tumamari Chazal. On the one hand, the Gemara says that a person, it says they used to go into Beis Medrash when it was raining outside, sit in the Beis Medrash. When it was sunny, they used to sit under a tree. They were very mefunik. Why? A Shmaitze boy, it's lusa. To learn, you have to have a clear head. Because menuchas nefesh is something that's indispensable for learning. On the other hand, it's a kotzkevot, but it's a very sharp, a very emesivot. He says, "Al toimer lekeshe efne eshne." A person shouldn't say, "I'll learn when I have time." The pasha loshen meaning that maybe time will never come up. You know, time doesn't make itself available. That's the tight words of the. The Kotzke says, Shema Tipona, he says, maybe your neshama is a neshama that has no time. Because every person has a tachlis in the Bria, every person has an avoda in the Bria, and the this person's avoda is, he's a loitiponenik. He's a person that's beset by problems, by fights, by difficulties, and his job is to learn in spite of it. How do you know that your metzias is to learn b'mnuchsa nefesh? Shem aloy tipona, maybe you are aloy tipona. That's your metzias. There's a word, I think once said it over, a rizik word from Radomska. It says, Bikish Yaakov leisha b'shalva. Koftzol av rukzah shal Yosef, rukzah shal Dina, rukzah shal this. See, he asks in Chazal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I skipped it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, loy dayan le tzadikim, that they're miyuchad for Oilam loydayer for tzaddikim that they have shalva menuchin oilam haba koftzalov this rugs that rugs and the other rugs. So the Radomski asked, what did Yaakov want menuchas and nefesh for? He wanted to go to the beach. He wanted to play golf. Well, what did Yaakov want to do? He wanted to learn b'menucha, not have people shterim. And every 2 minutes, it's. I mean, he loses one child, another child, and they're fighting old enemies. I mean, he can't. What's the taina on Yaakov? But Yaakov wanted to learn. So Radomska says, if what you want is to learn, ask for the learning, not for the menucha. Don't dictate. In other words, if a person marshal needs money to learn, so he could ask the Eibusha for money. Or you can ask the Eibush to give me the koyach to learn, no matter what the circumstances are. So Radomski said the taina, the Chazal Womegala was, the taina was, if you want to learn, ask for learning, not for menucha. That's a person has to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets out a person's life with a balance of Ahib and Soya and of Nucha Yoyma. And a person has to know that each mahalach, how it works out, certainly a person has to make the effort of Shmaitze Boy Tzlusa. That certainly when a person can arrange Menuchas HaNefesh, he's supposed to arrange, make a circle and arrange that Menuchas HaNefesh. But on the other hand, if there is no Menuchas HaNefesh, he has to understand the Shem Eloi Tipane. Maybe a Tkufa, maybe his whole lifetime, maybe sometimes, he can't dictate that. A person has to have two kalim. The minimal parish in the Torah comes with two psukim. There's a Vahibin Sodika Pasuk and there's a Vnuchayemdika Pasuk. Each one, on the one hand, a person, it's easy to understand what a person gains from the Vnuchayema. Everybody knows that there's a mila when a person has a clear head and circumstance allowed to sit and learn. But a person has to understand that the gains that he gets from the Vihiban Sayyidik at Kufis, when a person is torud and mutrad and not at peace, and he has to fight, when a person can grab things that he can't, when a person is b'menucha, he can only develop that which he has. I mean, mamash, the exact nafkamina between Olam Hazan and Olam Haba. Olam Haba is kulay menucha, and all a person does is he brings out that which he has already. He develops it, but he doesn't get anything new. In this world, a person fights, and a person can grab the things, and a person can steal, and a person can conquer. That he can't do in Lasa Lovay. So a person has a cleave Ayib Ben Soya, and a person has a cleave Nuchu Yayma. how it'll work out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates. But that he needs Klei Melchama and Klei Shalom. Sometimes you find a person that faket. When things are going okay, he learns that. The minute there's one tear, the person's ice mensch. If it's his heart's not into it, he's not onto it, that's one. Or faket, you find a person that's very good in the mysterious nefeshes, he can learn also. But when you take a need to be able to sit down and read for a few hours and learn, he doesn't have it in himself. He's very good at the struggling part. But the Shmaitzer Bartzlusu, when he has the time and the Menuchas Nefesh, he doesn't have it. It doesn't. I mean, both are mahalchim. So a person needs both kelim to do avodah, because both matzavim engender themselves in his lifetime, and the proportions be Yad Hashem. I want to add just one more knage of mitzad Ashkof, as it were. I mean, does this theory stay always? There's a very interesting answer to that. The Zohar points out Betzim. He points out the steer. He says a different truvi. It's a different nekuda, but he points it out. There is someone who said differently. David HaMelech had a havamina to build Beis Olamim. He had a havamina to build Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a cholam. And he said, and Nosna Novi said, no, you're Ish Domim, Yotcha Domileu, you're Ish Melchama, you're not the person of Shalom. Shloim is the Melech of Shalom. David is the Melech, the Vahi bin Soya, and the Kuma Hashem Yifutza Yivecha is David's. Shloim is the Vnucha Yoyma. You, David, he said, you fought and you're a man of Muhammad. The Beis Olam can't have it. Shbincha, Shleim HaMelech was the person of Vayishkei Ta'aretz, and he was Shalom and Shleim HaYefakert. He Lechura had a havamina that even the Chochmas Olam he took into his realm. He's the one that's. But David had a havamina like that, and it wasn't a havamina Larik. The David HaMelech taknu in the Asid Lovay, in the David, when the Tzuris David is Bishleim Musa, when David and Shleima are one, David and Shleima Benoi, so Fakir taka. The person has the time of the Menucha and the Melchama together. David HaMelech had a different pasuk. David HaMelech's pasuk was Kuma Hashem L'Menuchasecha. That's what the Zohar points out. Moshe Rabbeinu had two psukim. Kuma Hashem V'Yefutza Yivecha, and the Vnucha Yayma Shuv Hashem. By David, the two psukim came one pasuk. Kum Hashem Nuchasecha. And he said it, he wasn't Zeicha. In other words, in his time, he wasn't Zeicha to Kum Hashem Nuchasecha. But Klal Yisrael Asid Lava, in the safe pasuk is Kum Hashem Nuchasecha. It's where we inherit what we have in those times of Muhammad. So, two things. First of all, I mean, Befrat now is a time when there's especially tiredness, and a person has to know that this is the beginning of it. I mean, Chmein Amitz Hashem, there's a lot of good zmanim coming ahead. But as life progresses, from getting married to working to having children to everything a person does, it only gets more and more tiredness. If a person's only kli melchama is of nucha yoyma, then basically he stopped. I mean, he's bar menucha. I mean, that's it. He'll never go further than this, because he's always chopped up. His mind, there's always problems, there's always worries, there's always tears, there's always side things, other people, without the Vimisaya. On the other hand, the people that are good Vimisaya, I mean, there's the chelik of Nucha Yema, where a person learns how to think deeper and a person learns how to develop things. That's the second chelik. But a person has to know, it bothers a person a lot of times. It's the more a person gets tossed about, mamish like in the opposite, like the nunim of Telem. I mean, sometimes the Baal Shem Tov says that the reason why you say the hoidu, the Nusach Sfadi, you say the hoidu Friday afternoon, is because at the end of a week, a person feels mamish like a hoilach besfina. A person feels like he was torahed. Mayim rabim liuch lichbat zizava. The mayim rabim goes on the tirda. Mayim rabim is something that shakes a person. The whole mitzias of that mahalach of yerdei hayamba niyos oisa malacha b'mayim rabim heim roa masi Hashem. So the David HaMelech describes what exactly is the problem of the Yordei Hayam, he describes the Hatrodas HaNefesh. He says, Yalu Shamayim Yeru Tahaymis, it's like a ship that goes up and falls down. Nafshom Birot is Maigig, the Nefesh falls apart from all the Ra that's happening to them. Yachoygu V'yanu Kishika, they spin around and are carried back and forth like a drunken person. V'chol Chachmosam Tizbala, and all their Chachma gets swallowed up. David HaMelech is saying the opposite of Shmaitza Boitzelusa. That just like when a person has Mnuchta Nefesh, he's capable of having Chachma, when a person is shooken about and tossed about and spun about, then all the Chachma gets swallowed up. And Yochum Tzor and so on. So the Mahalach of the Melch is that in the Metzias of the Vayhi Ben Seya, there's also a Mokum. A person should know someday will come, either if he's Zeicha B'chayav, if he's Zeicha Suna, if he's not Zeicha, but the Zamcheni Kimoiz Nisana, when a person goes through it, what gets a person upset and makes him depressed and gives up hope is like the expression, he's treading water. If a person is swimming someplace, so he feels good about it, as hard as it is, but I'm getting someplace. If a person feels he's only treading water, nobody has the Koyach HaNefesh to go on. A person has to know that if he's working hard to tread water because there are waves, not because he doesn't want to go anywhere, but because there are waves and he's being tossed about, so there's aftocha of Samchenu Kimaisi Nisanu. There's aftocha, maybe sooner, maybe later, maybe Lasid Lovay, of the Kuma Hashem will be Limnucha Secha, and he'll see in the Vehiben Seya, he'll have a time of the Mnucha Yoyim. Shabbos.